Today's daf was daf Kav Zayin, daf 27. The first part of the daf, Bar Amud Aleph, was talking about that boshed, that a person is only liable for embarrassment if he has kavanah, if he has intention to cause damage. Part number two, we started a new chapter number three, Hamaniach et Akad. We talked about why is the first part of the Mishnah start with a pitcher and the end of the Mishnah ends with a barrel. So the Gemara explains that really pitcher and barrel are the same thing. What's the difference in regards to buying and selling? If someone asks for one and you give him the other, it could be a mekach ta'ut. And really the case that we brought was talking about a case where majority of people call barrels, and pitchers. And a minority mix the two up and say one is the other. So we would have thought, if let's say somebody asked for a barrel and you gave a pitcher, they would go after the majority. But the Gemara answers, like, no, the person who bought, the person takes from his friend, he has to bring a proof that's what he really intended. Then part number three on the Amud Aleph was, we said the Mishnah, when it said tripped in the Mishnah, when the guy tripped and broke the kli, it wasn't literally tripped. It could even be like Rav, who said that he actually broke it. And the reason why we said tripped was to make the beginning and the end of the Mishnah consistent by saying tripped. And the last part of the daf was, we said that is a person allowed to go out and make a din for himself, make a judgment for himself, and if someone stole from him, someone damaged him, he can take it back. So we said that's only in a case of pseda, only in the case of loss. If he's going to wait until go to the Beit Din, he's going to lose out, so he's allowed to make his own judgment and go out. But otherwise, he shouldn't. But then we had a machloket saying that even in general, maybe you would be able to make a deen for oneself. Baruch Adonai Olam. Amen. Amen.